Good afternoon. This is Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Joe Martin, and I'm excited to welcome some special guests of the Manufacturer and Business Association today. Patty Welther, Manager of Member Engagement, and Jezri Friend, Assistant Vice President of External Relations. Patty and Jezri, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
There's always a lot of great things happening at the MBA, and I know you're looking forward to sharing more. But before we get started, please tell us a little bit about yourself and your roles at the MBA and how long you've been there.
Hi, Joe. I'm the Manager of Member Engagement at the MBA, and I've been here for 17 years. I just celebrated my 17th anniversary. My role focuses on recruiting and retaining members, and I communicate, obviously, regularly with the members and prospective members, and I plan a lot of engagement events throughout the year. Two of the favorite parts of my job are celebrating our MBA milestone anniversaries with our members and also working with our member companies on Manufacturing Day.
Fantastic. And Jezri?
Yeah, I've been here for almost 6 years now. The majority of my role is working with our government affairs department and really just building relationships with lawmakers as well as government officials and connecting our members with different government officials and agencies as they need them, as well as communicating back to legislators and then also changes in legislation and rules to our members. I'm also responsible for a lot of our outward facing communications with the MBA, with the media.
Well, now that we've got a better idea about your experience and, more importantly, your area of expertise, let's talk about the MBA. Now, Patty, the MBA is a regional employers association that has been helping area businesses thrive since 1905. Tell us more about the association today, your members, the industries they represent, where they operate, as well as your staff and office locations.
Sure, Joe. The MBA currently has 2,000 plus members located primarily throughout Western Pennsylvania. We represent all industries from manufacturing to healthcare, nonprofits, and even pizza shops. The reason we're able to help so many different companies is we offer so many benefits that all businesses can benefit from. And as a regional trade association, we certainly can help our members with a variety of different services and products. Our staff is 25 currently, and we offer two office locations. We have our headquarters in Erie, PA, where we also have a conference center, and then we have a second office in Pittsburgh in the Cranberry Market.
Patty, let's stay with you for a moment. Let's talk more about the programs and services. How does the MBA help these businesses succeed and, more importantly, thrive?
Well, we offer a variety of programs and services. Many of our services reside around the HR side of running a business, which includes things like discounted insurance programs, over 60 employee training classes, and also many HR services, including our free legal and HR hotline. We assist member companies in these areas, and I know that one of our biggest things is that free legal and HR hotline, and we've saved companies thousands of dollars in making sure that they are compliant on all of the rules and regulations of running a business and keeping on top of the ever-changing landscape. We also offer unique networking opportunities, including our B2B magazine, the Business Magazine, as well as a variety of events to participate in.
Jezri, we know that Manufacturing Day and networking events, such as the annual event, Impact, and Eggs and Issues, are big draws for area employers and business leaders in our region. Tell us more about the MBA's events and some of your upcoming plans for 2024.
Sure. Yeah, there's always a reason to come by the MBA, whether it's a regional offering throughout Western Pennsylvania or here in our Erie headquarters at the conference center. Our annual event is always the biggest draw every year. We bring in over 800 business leaders throughout Western PA each year, featuring really big speakers that you just can't get anywhere else. You know, this year we had Ambassador Sully Sullenberger, and what an honor it was to host him. And after hearing him I mean, man, talk about a real American hero. And then events like Eggs and Issue, they're more community-based events on things going on in the community that business members should be aware about, new folks to the region, like a new CEO to a hospital system and what their plans are, or a university. Then the impact lunches, you know, are always really great as well and always have big turnouts. We have the Women in Leadership Impact Lunch usually in the springtime. We have a really large, around December, our Economic Impact Lunch. Those are all very well attended. We usually sell those out. So for business leaders looking to connect, looking to grow their network, looking to learn best practices, this really is the place for you.
Jezri, we know that legislation has a major impact on doing business here in Pennsylvania. Tell us more about the Government Affairs Department advocates for pro-growth, pro-business policies, and the upcoming opportunities you have to engage with legislators.
Sure, Joe. One thing I wanted to mention too, the question you asked Patty earlier about programs and services, something that we get a lot is you don't have to be a manufacturer to enjoy our services or to be a part of the membership. A friend of mine is a local executive director at a nonprofit and was like, wow, I really like the ancillary insurance programs you have. We have a vision and dental program that's honestly unmatched. And she's like, I wish we could get a part of that. I was like, you can, you just gotta be a member. She's like, well, I'm not a manufacturer. And I was like, well, that's the beauty of it. Even though our name is the Manufacturer and Business Association, that's the second half of it. You don't have to, it's not reserved exclusively for manufacturers. So when you hear that, just know that that is for everyone that would like to participate. You just got to be a member, and that's the beauty of it. You asked me about our government affairs pro-growth and business policies and some of those opportunities. You know, I get asked sometimes, Joe, well, why do I need to be a part of those programs? And I say, well, are you a business owner? Yes. Do you pay taxes? Yes. Would you like less burdens on the current business structure in Pennsylvania? Well, of course. Well, there you go. And we do that for a variety of ways. If the legislators, specifically those in Western PA and Northwest Pennsylvania, if they're not regularly hearing from the business community, you're going to be ignored. There's a lot of voices in Harrisburg drawing their attention, things that are flashy, you know, stuff like that. So it is important that we are actively engaged with them. And we do that through a variety of ways. Yes, we have relationships personally with our staff and those legislators, but also through policy committee, through the MBA. We have some very exciting upcoming legislative lunches. In February, we will be hosting a Northwest legislative reception. You can't miss it. We're going to be having legislators from all over Northwest PA, as well as hopefully some of those at the leadership level. So it's important that you engage with us on that, because issues that are facing the business community in Philadelphia, it's very different than business issues being faced up here in Northwest PA. So if you want your voice to be heard, that's the way we do those things. And lastly, I just wanted to mention, we do one of the largest, something we're very proud about, is one of the largest legislative receptions in the state. And that's through our Western PA legislative reception that we have in September each year. This past year, we brought in over 40 lawmakers, which is just unheard of to bring that many in just for scheduling purposes alone. We're very proud of that. We're very proud of the relationships that we were able to connect. And I'll leave you with one last example. Everyone remembers COVID and all the issues with the business shutdowns that we experienced. Just as an example of the influence that the Manufacturer and Business Association has that you can be a part of if you're not already. And when the governor shut down businesses, he did not reach out to the business community until the last week of April. The MBA was a part of the very first group that the governor's office reached out to ask, how are you doing? What can we do differently? How are you being affected? And there was the Manufacturing Business Association, our CEO, myself, and a board member on that call, along with four, maybe five other of the state's largest kind of business groups in the state. And I say that to say, we are viewed from the state as one of the most influential business organizations when it comes to Harrisburg. That's really exciting to me. People need to know that we're not just an Erie-based group. We have influence past Erie, and that you can be a part of that at those high levels as well.
Patty, what else should our listeners want to know about the MBA heading into the new year?
Well, in addition to the services that Jesri and I talked about, including right now, a lot of people are looking at insurance options. We're having the MBA open house on January 12th in the morning, and it's a great way for both members and non-members to pop in, see our conference center, and more importantly, learn firsthand from the people who provide the products and services that come with membership, you know, what all you can get as a member of the MBA. And it's a free event.
Patty and Jesri, I can't thank you enough for this morning. It's always great to learn more about all of the things that the MBA is deeply involved in. It was great speaking with you. To learn more about the association's upcoming events and services, visit mbausa.org. This is Joe Martin for Business Today with the MBA. Have a great afternoon.